20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome to Pack-A-Day. I'm Jake Turner. Of course, it's your 24-7, 365-day-a-year podcast, courtesy of the Green Bay Packers. I'm Jake Turner, alongside my co-host, my partner in crime. He is making his comeback September 1st, today, here on BobMcGinnFootball.com. He's my good friend, Mark Eckel. Mark, how you doing?
I'm good, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Mark. Finally, we could say it.
Preseason's over, right? We can finally get that junk over and play for real now, right?
Exactly. Preseason football is done. Thank you. Thank you. Now, unfortunately, it's time to say goodbye to 37 players because now the rosters have to go down to 53. Today, we will find out. The deadline is at 3 p.m. Central Time, so we're going to find out what's going to happen here. Me and Mark, we're going to go through each position. We're going to give a player. We're going to give out some of our players and help Packer fans get a good idea on who's going to be in this roster going forward. So, Mark, you ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's make this happen.
All right, Mark. Let's get
to my 53 here too. By the way,
let's get the incredibly easy position out of the way first off here. Quarterback. I think we could safely say that Rodgers, Boyle, and Kaiser are all going to make the team, right?
I guess they keep Boyle. I went over this. I mean, the reports are that they're going to keep Threat. So I'll trust those reports. But, I mean, let me say this about Boyle.
Okay.
There's talent. There's talent with Tim Boyle.
Yeah.
He throws. He has a great arm. I mean, that arm is hard to teach. You can't teach a guy to have an arm like that. He's better than a lot of the guys they've had through the last few years. You know, like the third kind of got a Callahan in the world. Much more talented than all those guys. With all that said, he probably needs a year on the practice squad. Like, I don't want him playing in a game this year.
No, I don't think anybody does.
In a perfect world, like, I think if the Packers knew, if they had a signed affidavit from every other team in the league saying, we're not going to claim him on waivers, they would put him on waivers, let him come back, and put him on a practice squad where he belongs and save that roster spot for an extra receiver or an extra linebacker or an extra safety or something. But, you know, because of that arm and because of there is talent there, probably wouldn't get him through waivers, and I don't think they want to lose him because there's something to work with him. I mean, last night, I mean, that was the first real chance to see him, I thought.
Yeah.
He made some great throws. That touchdown pass to, that little touch pass, I think it was to the tight end. That's a nice pass. And he threw, even like the pass interference down, that was a great throw. And, they interfered with Saint Brown. So he has an arm. This will come. He makes some terrible decisions, throwing balls into traffic and on the picks. He did a lot of bad things, but I think they're correctable. Like I said, in a perfect world, he's probably on the practice squad, but this world's not perfect. So I agree with you. The Packers will keep all three. So let's move on to the next position. I spoke too much about that.
It's okay, Mark. I get it.
I'll ask you, what are they going to do at running back?
Yeah, let's go with running back. I'll start off here. I think Devontae Mays is gone. You're up.
So you're keeping who are you keeping?
Well, I would keep Jones. I would keep Williams, and I would even maybe put out a flyer a little bit on Bashan Daniels. But it's
what about Montgomery?
Excuse me. Thank you. That's what I meant here. So let me set on this line here one more time. Williams, Montgomery, Jones, and I think three running backs will be good enough here. I think the rest are expendable.
I agree.
Okay.
What do you do the first 2 weeks, though? See, this is a question the Packers have to, and they shouldn't have to worry about this. Aaron Jones should not have gotten that's
right.
Dumb on his part. And the NFL's got to start easing up on weed. And this guy has done a lot worse things than smoke weed and not getting suspended for it. But are you okay with just Montgomery for the first two, and Ripkowski for the first two games?
Well, for the first
round for 2 weeks,
well,
and then cut him when Jones is ready. That's the question that the Packers have to ask themselves.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not going to be easy, especially when you got the Bears defense coming in and the Vikings defense. And, you know, the Vikings were the best defense last year in the NFL. But, you know something? I mean, if you can keep – I think there's only one guy you can keep, and that would probably be Joe Uegnon, the guy out of Northern Illinois. Just keep him for 1 week and then send him to the practice squad.
That's what I think they're going to do. I agree with you there. I think they'll keep one of those guys, probably him, for the 2 weeks that Jones is suspended.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Jones comes back, you cut him, and hopefully you get him on the practice squad. They could roll the dice and go with only – and use Ripkowski as a – you know, he can run the ball a little bit now. He can handle 5-6 carries a game. I mean, Rodgers is probably so antsy from only playing, what, 2 series all preseason? Mm-hmm. They might throw 65 times the first game. They might not need a running back.
Why not? They'll get somebody up in the crowd.
No big decision making there at running back. Let's move to what then. This is the big one.
This is the big one, Mark. This is it. Wide receiver.
How many are you keeping and who?
Do you want to go first? Well, obviously Adams, Cobb, Allison, Moore. Yancey had some first team reps yesterday, so I think they might keep him. Jamon Brown they'll keep. So that, and you know what? I mean, as you texted me yesterday, you told me about Trevor Davis. You think Trevor Davis is going to make this team?
Yeah, I do. And I was the most anti-Trevor Davis guy.
You were?
Ever. Oh, God. He's exciting as hell, but he makes so many dumb decisions. I want to kill him some games, but... But you know what? I think they keep him because no one else stepped up to be a return guy.
Yeah.
They gave a bunch of guys a chance, and none of them stepped up either as kickoff or punt. So I'm not keeping Yancey. I'm keeping 6. I'm keeping, like you said, Adams, Cobb, Geronimo, Moore, MVS, and I'm keeping Davis. I'm getting rid of Yancey. I'm getting rid of St. Brown because he's done nothing.
Yeah, he's been a bust. One reception, 10 yards yesterday.
He's not ready. He's just not ready. So, and I don't think he gets claimed. And if a team claims him, well, good luck to him and good luck to them.
But it'll be Detroit.
I think you can get him to the practice squad. And then Kumerow, I mean, you can't have a guy that can't stay healthy. And
agreed.
He's shown through his career he can't stay healthy. It's a reason the Bengals let him go. So, he's probably not going to be ready to start the season anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think anybody, and I guess, I think if you cut him, I don't think anybody claims him because he is injured. But maybe you can throw him on the practice squad and have him there. And, if somebody does get hurt during the season, you have him to bring up. Hopefully he'll be healthy then. But, yeah, I'm not starting the season with Kumerow or St. Brown or Yancey. They're the three I'm letting go. I'm keeping Davis because...
Yes.
He is a good return guy. He showed last year that he's a good, when he makes the right decision, and that's just a matter of, learning what the coaches teach you. But he has that ability. I mean, he had 2 good kick returns last night, had another one, I think he had one called back. He's a weapon there, and you kind of need that.
Yeah, definitely I believe that. Kumerow, Yancey, Adonis Jennings, Kyle Lewis gone. I think Marquez... Valdez-Scantling, I think he's done. And I also am going to go with St. Brown. Huh?
You're cutting Scantling.
I'm going to put him on the Pratt. I'm going to see what he has out there because, I mean, it's either got to be Valdez-Scantling or it's got to be St. Brown. One of them has to go.
Yeah, St. Brown's done nothing. I mean, we'll see. That's my opinion. I think Scantling's way better than St. Brown. I don't...
Well, he's proven that, but I mean, like I said, they got to cut 37 here, and I mean, but the fact is, Mark, if they keep Trevor Davis, that means they won't keep Valdez-Scantling. But if they do keep Davis, then Valdez-Scantling will make the team.
No, here's the 6 I'm keeping. I'm keeping Adams.
Okay.
I'm keeping Adams, Cobb, and Allison.
Okay.
3 veterans.
Yeah.
I'm keeping Moore as my 4.
Okay.
I'm keeping Scantling does by five.
That's five.
And Davis is six.
And that's six. Okay.
That's what I'm keeping. I'm getting rid of St. Brown. I'm getting rid of Yancey. And I'm getting rid of Cooper. And all the mother bums.
Okay. The only reason I'm not...
That's not... I'm getting rid of all the other free agent type guys.
As you can see here on Pack a Day, we're passionate about this, and this is what we're talking about. You know, the cut day, it's not a pretty sight.
That's going to be interesting. That's one of the spots, I think,
yep.
That's going to take a little more time than some other spots. You're going with, how about tight end? How many you keep in there, and who you keep it?
Yeah, this is pretty intriguing. Emmanuel Byrd, I think, done. Ryan Smith, Cameron Radar, gone. I think I think they might cut in, let him go through waivers, then put him on the practice squad.
Really?
But would you be surprised if Lance Kendricks is not on this team?
No, I don't have Kendricks on the team.
I don't have him either.
I'm
missing there.
Lewis and Tanya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lewis is the best. Was one of the best run blocking tight ends in the NFL last year. You got to keep him.
That was a very under the radar, underrated signing. I think that signing is going to be. Turn out to be a very, very good move by the Packer organization. They're picking him up like that. I'll tell you the reason. There's a couple of reasons why I'm getting rid of Kendricks. I'm hoping I can get something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping a team that needs a tight end, that needs a veteran tight end, and is willing to give me a seventh round pick or a sixth round
LA.
Pick, or maybe even a lineman, whatever I can get for him. I'm kind of hoping. But the reason he makes pretty good money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can afford to pay your third tight end pretty good money, especially when your first two are making decent money as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's number one. Number two, I want a young tight end on the roster. I mean, Graham, as good as Graham is, and I think he's going to have a big, big year, especially in the red zone. You know, he's not a kid. Lewis, you know, he's kind of, you know, at the near now he's not at the end, but he's
so you keep Tanyan.
Right, I want a young tight end on the roster. I'm looking not just for this season, but going forward. I want a young tight end that can learn from Graham and Lewis, and become a guy that's going to be a major player down the road.
So we're in agreement that Robert Tonyan Jr. is going to stay
here for a real long time. I'll think, right? I mean, so I'm getting rid of Kendricks, and I'm keeping the kid. And the kid played. It's not like I'm just handing him the spot. He earned it. He had a pretty good. He had a very good.
Yes, he did. Yeah, Robert Tonyan, I think, deserves a chance to be the third tight end. I think the Packers will keep three of them. But I don't really think Kendricks is going to get picked up. I think they're just going to trade. I think they're just going to cut him. So, I mean,
cut him. I'm being optimistic, hoping they can maybe get something for him. But if they can't, then they let him go. And they still save money either way.
Let's go to offensive line. Boy, the depth in the offensive line. I got three that they're going to get rid of, but that's about it.
Get rid of Hunter, but,
huh?
I'm keeping the five starters, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I only put eight on my original roster.
You don't have who?
And I only kept eight total linemen because I think they're going to pick. I think they'll scour the wire, or maybe even make a trade. I think they'll bring in. I think there's a lineman that will be on the roster who isn't here yet. That's my guess. The three I'm keeping behind the five starters are Spriggs, Bell, and Patrick.
Whoa, you think Murphy's going to get cut?
Well, no, we're going into reserve or something. He's hurt.
Okay. Well, Alex Light will be gone. Amicia will be gone. Yeah. Austin Davis will be gone. I would not doubt it if Kyle Murphy gets cut. I would not doubt it.
I mean, well, cut or into reserve because he's hurt again.
Right.
He's another guy who can't stay, and I like Kyle Murphy, but he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Buddy Ryan, I always go back to my Eagle days. But when I first started covering, Buddy Ryan was the coach, and I learned so much from covering Buddy. And he always had a little story.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite ones when it came to cut down day, Buddy would say, you know, when a farmer has a cow,
yeah,
and the cow has a calf, and the calf dies, you say, oh, man, that's a shame. Then if the cow has another calf and that calf dies, you shoot the cow. Meaning if a guy gets hurt once, you say, oh, that's bad luck. If a guy keeps getting hurt, you get rid of him. Because it's not the calf's fault. It's his fault. So I think Murphy might be the cow that gets shot.
funny. I kind of like it because of just how awful he's looked on the left side and the right side, and, you know, Spriggs is actually improved.
He's not healthy. I mean, that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I'm in agreement there. And this is Pack-A-Day.
The one tough,
go ahead.
The tough cut for me there was Tanky, because I think they kind of like him a little bit. But I don't know. I think they can do better than that. I'm keeping Patrick because I think he's the backup center.
All right, let's go to defense. I mean, we can already say the fullback is already taken care of. Joe Carriage will be gone. They'll keep Rutkowski, but let's go to defense. Yeah. Defensive ends, they'll keep Wilkerson. What? They'll keep Mike.
The defensive line. I think we did this.
Let's just go D-line. Yeah, let's go D-line. Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. It's early in the morning here. All right.
I kept six.
You're keeping six. Okay, which ones are you keeping?
I'm keeping Mo Wilkinson.
Okay.
I'm keeping Mike Daniels, Kenny Clark.
Okay.
Dean Bowery.
Yep.
I'm keeping Adams.
Yep.
And then I'm keeping the rookie Looney.
You're keeping
I think
James
they
Looney.
Like a little bit about what he's done in camp, and I think, you know, he's a draft pick. He'll never dress for games because they'll, you know, they have to put guys down every week. But I think he's your sixth guy. I think they drafted him for a reason. And I don't think they want to expose him to waivers and try to get him on the practice squad. I think he may get claimed. So that's my six.
Okay, so I'm going to have an agreement with you on that one. So that means Joey Imbu is going to be gone. Connor Shee is going to be gone. Tyler Lancaster is going to be gone. Yeah, I think that's a pretty stout defensive line right there. I mean, a lot of good depth, and you talked about it. James Looney's looked good in practice. I mean, that's something that they definitely want to see. So let's go to this one. This was pretty bad last night. The outside linebackers. In fact, on Packers Wire, they believe that Gutsagus might go searching for an outside linebacker in there. What do you think of that?
I saw that people get all upset. What, I mean, they didn't play anything direct. Clay didn't play last night.
Right.
Gilbert didn't play last night. Perry only played a handful of snaps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do people overreact to fourth preseason games?
I don't know. I saw a little overreaction last night. Yeah.
No, but it's what you thought it was going to be. They're going to keep Matthews and Perry and Gilbert and Fackle. And Fackle actually has played better than I thought he could.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he played well.
Now, if they can get Khalil Mack, and that's his topic for a whole other day, that changes everything. But I think they keep those four, if I mentioned Matthews, Perry, Gilbert, Fackle. Now, here's the thing. I think, all things being equal, Vince Beagle should get cut. I know he's a Wisconsin guy. Everybody up in Wisconsin is going to go.
Yeah, he's
go
looked good.
When I just said that, but he hasn't done a damn thing.
No, he hasn't done anything, Mark. You're absolutely right. He hasn't done anything. I mean, I think that's going to open it up for Kendall Donerson.
That's what I like. Now, Donerson has only played, you know, with backups and against backups, so it's hard to judge him totally. But he's active as hell. He's always around. I mean, every time I'm watching that game last night, I'm trying to stay awake. It's, you know, it's late. It's bad. But 99 is always around the ball. I'm like, they got to keep this guy, I think.
Yeah.
I like him. I
think Chris Odom is done. James Hearns also is gone as well. Let's go to inside linebacker. I got Burks, Martinez, Morrison, and Ahmad Thomas. Everyone else, bye.
Yep, I agree. Martini had a shot. He didn't show me much last night. I think they've got to put him on the practice squad, which will probably make it there, I would think. But, yeah, I think Thomas, because he has some coverage ability, and with Burks being hurt, that kind of opens up this. Now, again, they could search, and if someone else, like they picked up Morrison last week, if someone else becomes available at that spot, I wouldn't be surprised if they added someone there as well. But as of now, yes, I think Martinez, Morris, Burks, and Thomas are your inside linebackers.
All right, let's go to the cornerbacks. This is kind of interesting, but from what I saw against Man Alive, I felt like this one really owed to his pink slip last night. Josh Hawkins, I think, is history for the Packers.
Yep.
You get given up on Byron Pringle. I never even heard of this guy. He's like dead. He's like on the depth chart of the Chiefs. Might have been able to get a little boost here, but man, gave up 61 yards on that. And I sat there and I'm like, he's done. That's how I looked at it. And then Dimitri Goodson gone, Donatello Brown gone, and I'm gonna do this. Quentin Rollins, Herb Waters, done.
So he you keep it. I don't care who's gone. Tell me who you're keeping it.
Okay, so let's – all right, so let's go up to that. Tremont Williams, Jair Alexander, Kevin King, Devon House, Josh Jackson.
Everyone you're only else? Keeping five.
I'll keep – no, I'll keep six. Yeah,
six.
Never even thought of that. Doggone
it.
See, this
you
is the thing. See, I'm not a fan of Quentin Rollins, so I'm letting my passion get in the way here. That's the problem.
Well, you can't do that.
Then I guess we got to keep six, and I guess then Rollins gets to stay.
See, I'm keeping Rollins as a hybrid corner and safety.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping five pure corners, and the five that you mentioned, obviously, King, Jackson, Alexander, Williams,
yeah,
House.
We need the six. I know.
And I'm using Rollins as a, like I said, as a hybrid. I think if they, you know, Goodson's got a chance too, only because he's pretty darn good on special teams.
Eh. He's okay, I guess.
I mean, I got him ahead of the rest of the guys. Although, I know they like that Waters a little bit too. I mean, again, the sixth cornerback, if you know, if we're going to get over to sixth cornerback, it's no big deal to me, really. Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, whoever they keep is whoever they feel. I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't know, too, like what guys are good in the locker room, what guys add to the team in certain other ways that we have no idea because we're not there every day.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, I used to know things when I covered Eagles every day, 30-something. I mean, you get to know certain things being around. You know that they're going to keep this guy over that guy because this guy's, you know, a good clubhouse, a good locker room presence, and this other guy sometimes can get in a lot of trouble. And he's not good enough to keep around if he's a trouble guy, you know? So we don't know all that.
No, we don't. You're right.
Anyway, it'll be, I think, I mean, I know you don't like him, but I think Rollins will make it.
All right, finally, let's go to the strong safety and free safeties. I think Quentin Dix, Jones. Here's the thing, Mark. I'm going to go with you. How many players do you think on safety they're going to keep?
I got five.
You got five.
I got Rollins as a hybrid, so you've got to count Rollins as a safety, too. I mean, Clinton Dix obviously makes it, Jones and Rice.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think Rollins is going to do a little bit. Here's my sleeper of all sleepers of the guy. And it's funny, I followed this guy in college because he went to James Madison, which is where my daughter went to school.
Oh.
So I'm a James Madison fan, so I'm a little biased here. Yeah. A little biased, but I did follow the Dukes to their two straight appearances in the whatever they call it now, but the 1AA championship games. But this guy's made plays. He's made plays in every preseason game. It's Raven Green. I like this kid a lot. And I think he's better than Whitehead and Evans. I really do. I think he's a better football player. I got Raven Green as my big surprise making a roster.
I don't have any complaints on that. You were talking about him yesterday. I watched Jermaine Whitehead yesterday and was not impressed.
Yeah, Whitehead,
Marvin Evans didn't get much playing time. So I think that'll do it. And then, of course, now the question is, I was looking at this too. They got the reserves here, you know, Paris Bennett, Takeem Judd on there. But, I mean, would they really cut those two as well, or would they just keep them as it? Huh?
Oh, well, if they're hurt, you can't actually just cut them. You have to come to
okay.
An agreement will pay him off a little bit.
Well, there you go, Packer fans, here on Pack a Day. You're 24/7.
Well, of course, the kicker. Well, no, we've
go
got
ahead.
A kicker punter. You know, Crosby's going to be your kicker. Scott's going to be your punter. And one of those two guys will be your long snapper. I can't believe people are actually, like, debating who the long snapper is going to be. I really don't care. Just snap the ball and get it again.
You feel better there, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the big debate is, you know, Treiner versus Bradley for the long snapper. Okay, whatever one you take, I don't, you know, just don't have a bad snap. That's all.
Right. Well, as wild as
I'll let them decide that.
Well, as wild as Cut Day is, Packer fans, it gets as wild as that on Pack a Day podcast here, 24/7, 365 days a year. You can find this on Twitter. You can go to Packaday Podcast at Packaday Podcast. You can find this on iTunes as well and Buzzsprout here. Mark, as you know, we had a couple of conversations, a couple of good debates here. It's going to be crazy come 3 o'clock today.
Oh, I think this too. Let me just add this. I think,
yep.
And I said this last week to you, and it happened the next day. They made a trade.
Yep.
This is a different Packer organization.
That's true.
For better or worse, we don't know. We'll see how it all turns out, but it's just different. This isn't Ted Thompson who's just going to make his cuts and put guys on a practice squad and sit back and, you know, and do it his way. This is a new regime that's going to – they're not going to be afraid to make a trade. Whether they trade a player and get another pick like they did with Brett Hundley, or whether they trade one of their picks. I mean, they have extra picks now. They have an extra one. They have the extra one, obviously. I don't think they're going to deal with that unless they're talking back. But they have an extra six now. They could easily turn that pick they got for Hundley, flip it for an offensive lineman, flip it for a linebacker, or whatever they feel they need more of. And I think they will. I'm willing to go on. I'm saying the Packers will. There will be moves made other than just cuts later today. The Packers will make it some kind of a deal with another team.
Great stuff as always, Mark, here. And unfortunately, we are running low on time here on a Pack a Day podcast. As we mentioned, you can find us on iTunes. You can find out Buzzsprout. Tweet us at Pack a Day Podcast. You can tweet me as well also to at Jake Turner Sport and Mark Eckel at Mark Eckel 08. Don't forget, today is the day for BobMcGinnFootball.com, the comeback of Mark Eckel. His stuff is great. You don't want to miss it. So find that, BobMcGinnFootball.com. Mark, I will see you next time. All right?
Okay. Take care, Jake.
All right. So, everybody, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. And as always, go Packers. This has been the Pack a Day Podcast.
Shotgun formation of 3rd and 15 to the 46-yard line of Dallas. They empty the shotgun. Cobb in motion to the left side. Rodgers looks it over, gets the snap. Backpedals now under some pressure. Steps up, throws it over the middle. Good, Adams! 30, turns upfield, 25, cutting right to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Devontae Adams to the south end zone for the touchdown! Rodgers looks it over, starts to his left. Now he moves, starts to the right side. Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, being flushed. Rolling left, winds up. Rainbows it high and deep into the end zone. It's hot. What is it caught? It is caught for a touchdown.
Yes!
A miracle pass.
Yes! Yes!
In the end zone.
Can you believe it?
Unbelievable.
Believe it.
One kick away from the NFC Championship game. From the 41. Left hash mark. 51 yards. Field goal attempt. Snap. Placement. Kick. To the uprights. And it is right down the middle. It is good. And the Packers are going to the NFC Championship game.
And what a happy bunch of Green Bay.